This podcast brought to you by Hope 103.2.
Well, Marina Pryor and Mark Vincent, they've got a brand new album out called Together, and I have them on the line. Together, how convenient is that?
And we're together. How are you going?
Good morning, guys. How are you?
Good, yourself?
We're great.
Thank you so much for having a chat. Now, what a great team. I mean, Marina, both of you are household names. I mean, Marina, you're Australia's premier musical theatre star, lead roles in Les Mis, Kiss Me Kate, The Sound of Music. And Mark, hello, you're only 22 and you've, what, six albums?
This will be the seventh one now.
Oh, he's unbelievable.
How does that even happen? And now you guys have teamed up together. We're so excited to hear this album. First of all, tell us what it's been like working together on this project.
It's been a pleasure. It really has. Like, I first met Marina last year. We did two Mother's Day concerts together. And and people were asking us after the show, would there be a duet album? Marina and I like looked at each other going, well, this is an idea. And then I was catching a flight to Melbourne and I get a call at 10 o'clock at night from Marina saying, are we going to do this album? And since then we've been writing songs down, you know, what songs, it was about 50 songs we wrote down. Hey, Marina.
Yeah. We had so many songs that we wanted to do together, so the hardest thing was actually just deciding which ones not to record. But yes, I think when we worked together, we immediately, sometimes you just meet a fellow artist that you actually are on the same wavelength as, and you have a musical simpatico, and we really felt that, and it, you know, our voices just blend well together and they lend themselves to the same style of music, their sort of pop opera crossover style. And so it just seemed like, you know, a natural thing to do. And I have to say that doing the album has been a total joy. There's been no drama. No. It's just been very easy, and things are usually easy when they're right, you know.
Absolutely. Wow. Awesome. So good. So really, you have a random fan to made a comment to thank for this idea.
Basically, yeah. But it just sort of found, you know, it found its way into being because it just seemed like a really great idea and a fantastic thing to do.
Amazing. Amazing. What is your favourite song on the album, Marina?
My favourite song, well, look, that's like asking me who my favourite child is.
We'll ask you that off air. No, just kidding.
But, you know, look, we've sing music from Phantom of the Opera, and we sing The Prayer, Time to Say Goodbye. They're all stunning. But I reckon my favourite is one that we do called I Hate You, Then I Love You. It is absolutely, it's so beautiful. It's like a 1960s pop song that has been like reorchestrated in this really symphonic, lush way, and it's really dramatic and beautiful, and that's my favourite right now. But if you ask me in half an hour, I'll say Love You.
<It's my> favourite.
What about yourself, Mark? Do you have a favourite?
Well, it's, again, I can't say it's like choosing my favourite child because I don't have any kids yet. Look, I think what Marina said, Love You No Rose, is definitely one of my favourites because I'm a huge Edith Piaf fan because, you know, she in France, she's like the queen, you know, of music. And when I found this song, I really wanted to do it as a duet because it's one of my favourite French songs of all time. But then, of course, as Marina said, there's songs from Phantom of the Opera and Time to Say Goodbye, songs that I've been singing since I was 10.
Yeah.
You know, and for me, it's exciting because I was saying this before to Marina. Like, I've always wanted to work with Marina Pryor. Like, I say to my grandfather all the time, hopefully one day when I grow up, and I'm still growing up, I get to work with...
So am I.
Yeah, of course, that's the stuff. You know, I get to work with Marina, and I've got that chance, and it's just been such a pleasure because, as Marina mentioned before, we're both on the same wavelength, and it's great to see how our voices really blend together, and you can hear it on the album, and of course we've formed a great friendship, and it shows in the songs, which is, for me, overwhelming.
Yeah. Wow, wow. Well, I was going to ask you, Mark, if it's always been a dream to work with Marina. So there you go. It has been. And was it everything you expected?
It was, honestly. It was. I'm not just saying that because I knew this idea would work because an album like this hasn't been done for a long time, and especially the songs, because I'm sure the people who listen to this album, our followers, can relate to these songs. And you know.
I think just about every song is a classic, wouldn't you say?
Like, absolutely.
They're really, when you hear them, you know them. You know, they are, and they're the ones that from in both of our experiences, they're the ones that the audiences go crazy for when you're singing live. So when you're actually performing live in concert, and we are actually doing a concert tour of this album all around Australia later in the year.
Amazing.
Yeah, which is going to be fantastic. And we're here in Sydney at the State Theatre.
Correct.
So, but we're touring nationally. But it's because we're both concert artists, I think you really do get a grassroots level understanding of what people like, because you can tell by their response when you're singing live, and these are all songs that when you sing them live, people really respond.
Yeah, brilliant. Marina, I want to ask you, you would come across a lot of young talent.
Yeah.
What do you see for Mark's future? And he's not listening, so it's fine.
No, he's not listening. Honestly, I think it is. He has got one of the most extraordinary voices that I have ever heard. And look,
did you record that, Mark? Have you got that?
I've got it on my phone recording it.
Brilliant.
I've sung with Anthony Warlow, obviously, in Phantom, and I've toured with Jose Carreras, one of the three tenors. And, this man is just, this young man is, it's so blessed with an amazing gift, and I don't think I've heard a voice as wonderful, and somebody also who's so musically intelligent, like the way he's grown from being a young boy that won Australia's Got Talent to, you know, the artist that, the maturing artist that he's becoming now. It's quite exciting to listen to. And what else is noticeable on the album is that he's got the ability to sing, we sing La Traviata, you know, and sing full operatic style, but then he goes to like a 60s pop crooning style, then he goes to Time to Say Goodbye, and he's got that ability to morph his voice into different songs, which is also really important.
I can't handle all this.
I hope you're recording this, Mark. You can make it your ringtone and then, you know, boost yourself up. There you go. Oh, it's awesome.
I do mean it, so it's easy to say when it's true.
The album, Together, it's I can't wait to hear it. I'm holding it in my hand right now. Make sure you grab it and tell us, when can we see you in Sydney?
I'll be on probably the 30th of September
at the State Theatre
in Sydney.
Beautiful.
So this is exciting for both of us, because we get to do all these songs on the album live.
Yeah, it'll be wonderful.
Oh, fantastic. That is going to be a great show, I'm absolutely sure. Thank you so much for having a chat today, guys.
Oh, it's a pleasure. Thank you.